The Bay Area is well known for its food. We've got culinary subcultures, a super trendy restaurant scene, and farmers markets almost everywhere. It might seem like we live in a state of food abundance, given that California produces nearly half of the nation's fruits, vegetables, and nuts. That's what we see all around us. But there's a more hidden story about food in the Golden State. Hunger. Statistics from the last few years show that more than 14% of Californians are food insecure. That means they don't have easy access to nutritious things to eat. Right here in the Bay Area, food assistance programs have been seeing record numbers of applicants despite declining budgets. A network of more than 1,500 food pantries and other programs are feeding more than 600,000 people every month. And many of those people would not be fed without the help of thousands of volunteers. KALW's Jen Chien visited a completely volunteer-run program, simply called the Food Pantry, at a church in San Francisco's Potrero Hill neighborhood to see how the sharing of food can bring people together.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm standing outside the Food Pantry at St. Gregory of Nyssa Church in Potrero Hill. I hear a handful of languages being spoken. Cantonese, Shanghainese, Russian, Spanish, English. The folks in line here are waiting to pick up free groceries, given out every Friday to about 500 people.
People come from all over the city because we don't restrict people to living in a certain zip code.
Sarah Miles founded the Food Pantry 11 years ago, inspired by the vision of community she found here at St. Gregory's. She says she found herself at church almost by accident, but felt at home immediately.
I came to church for the first time, and I was fed and welcomed without particularly deserving it or knowing what I was doing there, but being curious, being drawn in, and wanting to be part of something.
And she has really become part of the church, since she is now director of ministry at St. Gregory's.
I began to think that the role of a church was to be able to give away freely, just the way that we receive. So the idea was to start a food pantry that would give food to everyone who needed it and invite all people into the work.
The diversity in the line is matched by an equal diversity inside the church. The volunteers who run the pantry are from many different backgrounds. They start arriving at 8 in the morning to organize and prepare literally tons of groceries.
There's some beautiful red bell peppers, oranges, bags of broccoli florets, cases of celery. Oh, cabbage is coming in. Cool weather crops coming in. Some cantaloupes. Two pallets of cantaloupes that came in look very ripe. They smell great. Brown rice. Cans of beans ready to go. No cooking needed. Tomatoes. Yellow and green tomatoes, some bizarre dried fruits, sweet and chewy pineapple, it's called, bread.
The volunteers take several hours to sort and prepare the groceries for distribution. Then they break for a communal lunch before the first wave of recipients comes in at noon. The mood is joyous and friendly, with people smiling and chatting as they work.
I love the way that kitchens bring together all kinds of people, which is what you see here at the food pantry. I mean, it's just astonishing who comes here. You know, they're old Filipino evangelicals and young gay kids and black church ladies and Latina moms and Chinese retirees. It's just everybody is working here. And it has that kind of spirit that you get in a kitchen where everybody's going far too fast and making jokes and teasing each other and eating.
A lot of the pantry's volunteers first came to get food and ended up staying to help. Dahlia Raglan took a moment away from sorting produce to tell me her story. She was a college student 5 years ago when she found herself in need.
I wasn't employed at that time. I was going to school, but I was, you know, it's expensive here in the city. So one of my friends had told me, she's a single mother, and she said, oh, on Fridays, if you go to St. Gregory's, and I live on Potrero Hill, that they give out food. So I was in line and with my cousin, and we came and got some food, and then we met some people, and they're like, oh, well, you know, if you want to come and volunteer sometime. And I was like, oh, great. So I came on Friday, And then I kept coming.
We got lots of shrimp today.
I find volunteer Nirmala Cadiz in the church's kitchen, helping Sarah Miles portion and bag up cooked shrimp that's just arrived in a huge plastic bucket.
I'll do it. You open them, I'll put them in. That's why I have the gloves on.
I ask Cadiz how she found her way here.
Actually, I was in a bad place, and I needed some food, like everybody else. And I keep seeing, you know, people doing all this stuff inside. So one day I approached, I asked Sarah if I could help, and then I've been here ever since, about 8 years.
St. Gregory's is one of over 200 food pantries in the city. And clearly, since the recession, more and more people are depending on these pantries. But the government support that they depend on is being cut at every level. Last year, the federal government cut $150,000 of funding for the San Francisco Food Bank, which supplies most of the city's pantries. The city and county no longer qualify for funding under revised poverty criteria. Yet, the city is seeing record numbers of needy people. While those people are still being fed, everyone is feeling the pinch.
Going back 2 years ago, I know that we were able to provide groceries that would last a person or even a family for a whole week.
Michael Reed is the director of operations for the food pantry, also a volunteer position.
Now, more often the case, we can only provide food for maybe about 2 days. That's a big difference. It's not the food bank's fault either, because their donations are way down. I mean, the actual amount of food they were getting has been cut by 60%. And, of course, the lines are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
One of the reasons those lines are growing is that now more of the working poor can't afford food. Founder Sarah Miles says many people who've come to the pantry in the past few years never thought they'd have to ask for help.
I would say it's always been true that most of the people who access our food pantry are working people. They just have lousy, low-wage jobs. Two or three of them sometimes. But we also have a huge number now of retired people, elderly people, who are living on fixed incomes and just cannot afford food.
In the line outside the church, I meet Charles Batat and Vera Pierce, an elderly couple in that very situation.
We do a lot of ballroom dancing in the past. We both got sick. I got a severe case of arthritis. She has a memory loss.
I'm retired. I don't have a job, you know, but I get Social Security.
We had to give up all our social activities because we're getting older. You're getting older, too.
Also in line is Sushila Mulchandra, a widow who receives no government help but didn't explain why. Since she walks with difficulty, a volunteer helps her up the stairs ahead of more able-bodied folks.
I'm allowed to go because of my handicap. I had a very bad fall. And then my husband also used to come. He was a heart patient, cancer. I have no income at all. I'm just what I get. You know, I don't get food stamps, nothing. It's very sad because if the country was, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm quite happy coming here once a week, at least whatever I can get to eat. That's all.
As patrons make their way into the church to fill their bags with groceries and fresh produce, I see a lot of smiles. Volunteers greet many of the patrons by name, and an atmosphere of familiarity and laughter permeates the air. And the vibe feels more farmer's market than breadline.
People have a huge hunger to give as well as to receive, and they want to be part of a community, and they want to reach out beyond themselves and create something together.
Sarah Miles says that this kind of communion, where the giver and the receiver both benefit from the act of giving, is what she had in mind when she founded the food pantry. In San Francisco, I'm Jen Cheehan for Cross Currents.